I left Northern Manitoba. I left Canada. I left. There was not much Buddhism in Northern Manitoba. No temple to go to. No, I didn't really know of Buddhism. I mean, this is, I grew up in the, say, like in the 60s as I get my teens, and then went off to university about 68, 69, something like that. And then at university, even there, though, it was University of Winnipeg, so wasn't that much happening. But I was able to. I did a course on Eastern religions, because I was pulled to something, and I knew I was pulled to something, but I didn't know what it was. So then, that through that exposure, then I was sort of everything else didn't really hit home very much. Buddhism immediately really hit home. So then I started exploring Buddhism, but then there was no way to further that. But it was so it was all just my own reading. I never ever came across any meditation groups or anything like that, or any Buddhist teachings. I never really heard any instruction on Buddhism until I got to Thailand, and I had, after university, I worked for a bit and got enough money to travel, and then traveled. And most of the book, or a lot of books that I'd read were about Japanese Zen. So I thought, okay, well, I'm going to go to Japan and learn about Buddhism there. But then I took the long way around. Went to Europe first and traveled through Europe and overland. I still have made it to Japan. But I made it to Thailand. And as soon as you get there, then it's okay, there's Buddhism here.